Thank you very much. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for attending at this time. And very pleasant to be here and share some of my study with you guys. And today, my title of presentation is My Immigration Status and Office-Based Visit Among Cancer Patients in the United States. Besides me, there are two other co-authors on this manuscript. One is Dr. Liu Chen and Fernando Wilson. Both of them made a significant contribution to this study, so I would like to take this chance to acknowledge them. And for this study, I have nothing to disclose, and this project wasn't funded by any financial resources. First, I'm going to give you a little bit of background information about this study. You probably know that cancer is ranked second cause of death in the United States. There are about more than 13 million cancer patients in the United States in 2012. And every 4 in 10 Americans will be diagnosed with cancer at some point throughout their lives. It's very high rate. And as we all know, that cancer needs to be regularly monitored and effectively treated in order to increase the likelihood of recessions for patients. They can achieve a longer survival time. And prior studies suggest that immigrants tend to use less health care when they need it as opposed to U.S. natives, which might result in poorer clinical outcome. There are actually a few studies has been done on cancer screening among immigration, but most of them are focused on the cancer among women, such as a cervical cancer or breast cancer. And there was one study consisted of 82 Chinese immigrants with cancer. About 20 of them reported they have missed medical appointment sometime during their progress of diseases. To our knowledge, besides that study, no prior study has examined the disparity in healthcare utilization across the immigration status among the cancer patient. That's why we're doing this study. So the objective of the study is we categorize the differences in office-based physician visit associated with cancer between immigration group and and natives in the United States. And we used a national representative to make it more meaningful in terms of policy making. For our data sources, we mainly used 2002 to 2011 medical expenditure panel survey. You're probably familiar with this survey. It's this ongoing survey, annual survey, and it's national representative household survey maintained by Agency for Healthcare Research and Qualities. And it's collecting a variety of information in different topics like demographic, socioeconomic, health status, and health care utilization, expenditure, and so on. I think this is a great data source for answering this type of a research question. And we restrict our sample study samples to adult aged 18 and older who had been diagnosed by any kind of cancer in the past by their physicians. And after we delete the observation with missing values, we end up with our final analytical sample size being 11,000, around that number, respondents for this study. For our measures, our key outcome measures is cancer-related office-based physician visit within the past 12 months. We have a two-form. We have two ways to quantify this variable. One is we dichotomize it to measure if respondents have at least once office-based visit within past year. And also and second one, we just directly use the number of office-based visit as a count number for this outcome. And the other measure was the variable of our independent variable of our interest, which is immigration status. We categorize our respondents into three migration groups. One is U.S. natives as our reference group, and naturalized citizen and non-citizen. Since MAPS is the subsamples for this NHIS, which is National Health Interview Survey, MAPS is a subsample of this. So we was able to link this with MAPS. and get two very important variables help us to identify, to define the immigration status. Those two variables are place of birth and current citizenship. Those who were born in the United States, we define them as U.S. natives. And for those who are not born in the United States, if they currently got the citizenship of the United States, then we define them as naturalized citizen. Otherwise, we define them as non-citizen. Besides of two, this measure, we have other covariance, socioeconomic, demographic mainly. We have age. We just categorize and make it dummy variable. And for and then we have a sex. We have a education attainment from less than high school to some college and above. And we have a race ethnicity, include four group: Hispanic, non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, and others. And we have a self-reported health status. Fair pool versus good and above. And we have marital status, married and unmarried, and poverty status. We define pool poverty as 125% of federal poverty line. Below that, we define those respondents being pool, in pool status. Then we also have insurance. They have or not. And last, we have a usual source of care, whether they can find a regular source of health care when they need it. For our analytical plan, we measure the probability of having an office-based visit, and also we measured a mean of number of visits across different immigration status. After that, we use multivariate regression analysis to measure association between immigration status and office-based physician visit after controlling for all the covariance we already mentioned in the previous slides. And for probability, we use logistic regression model because it's binary. And for number of visit, we use negative binomials to model the frequencies of office-based physician visit. All the analysis was adjusted for complex survey design weight from MAPS, and we use this data to analyze our data software. Here are some main key findings of our study. From our study, we can see from the table that 81% of U.S. natives had at least one off-space visit. And naturalized citizen was quite close, but for non-citizen is less. They have a lower probability of having one office-based visit. And for number of visit, the same patterns there. We can see that non-citizen have about 0.8 less office-based visit than U.S. native in past 1 year. And here is multivariate regression models, logistic and negative binomial. First, we can see that first second column, both OR derived from logistic regression shows there's no significant difference across immigration status in terms of likelihood of having at least one physician office visit. But for the frequencies of that, the number is the incidence rate ratio marked with red indicate that a non-citizen had 30% less frequencies of physician visit as compared to U.S. citizen, U.S. natives. We control all the covariance for this table. The result that I have present till now was a version that I submit to the APHA as abstract. After that, I found it has some flaws to the study. That's why I made some changes, two minor changes. One is we exclude the patient with non-melanoma skin cancer following previous study because this type of cancer is associated with a low metastatic potential and low mortality rate. And the other, we add a very important variable, which is missing from a previous version, which is if the response cancer in readmission. If they're in readmission, they're probably less likely to use more physician visit. But unfortunately, this variable was only available throughout 2007 to 2012. That shrank our sample size to 3,500 also, then we list the number there. We have a 3,000 U.S. native, 300 also naturalized citizen, and 150 non-citizen. The result is quite similar to previous ones. We can see that non-citizen is still less likely to use at least one office-based visit. And for that number of visit, non-citizen had one less office-based visit than the U.S. natives in past 1 year. Here is a table. I list all the estimate for all the covariance and independent variable that are interested us here. As the same as the first version, the probability of office-based visit is still not significant across immigration status. But second one, we can see that it's a little bit small. But here, the incidence rate ratio has become 0.65, which is still significant. That indicate after we just for readmission and cancer, the non-citizen have had 35 less frequencies of office-based visit than the naturalized citizen. And the other variables we can trust quite make sense. Like here, for cancer readmission, if they have cancer remission, they're less likely to use more physician visit. And here, for self-reported health, if they report they have a better health than others, they're less likely to use more physician visit. And for this insurance variable, you can see that the rate, this estimator is greater than 1, which indicate if the respondents have insurance, they're more likely to use more physician visit. Here last is our discussion part. From our key findings, we find that there are actually some disparity in office-based visit among cancer patients across immigration status because of a substantial amount of legal and economic barrier. And in this way, we can see that non-citizen might not have adequate physician office visit for their cancer conditions, which is then those are those economic and legal barrier include two of these. First, and for example, non-authorized migration and non-residents with fewer than 5 years residency in the U.S. are not eligible for federally funded health benefit program based on the 1996 act called Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act. It's a long word. Yeah, based on that, they're not qualified for those, so those were decrease their accessibility to health care. The other find is previous study shows that an immigrant with cancer reported they need financial assistance to apply with follow-up and treatment schedules. So you can see that economic barrier there. Finally, based on our result, our study suggests a targeted intervention that reduces socioeconomic barrier to improve continuity of care and mitigate the existing disparity. That concludes my presentation. Thank you very much. Yeah. Question? Do you have any question? Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure how the question is worded in the National Health Survey, but is it looking at any physician visit at colleges versus PCP? It's just kind of any office-based visit.
Yes, we include all office-based visit. Basically, in the maps, we have a two types. They break down the services into two types. If I remember correctly, I have outpatient visit, inpatient visit, emergency, and home visit, home care, like a nurse went to their home and give the, we only include office-based visit for the studies, yeah. Okay, yeah, thank you very much.